In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
With Notre Dame coach Marcus Freeman being mentioned by the NFL Network's Tom Pelissero as a coach who could get interviews, how would you feel about the Bears' pursuit of him if, of course, that job became available?
Well, I was surprised to see Marcus Freeman's name on this list. Maybe I shouldn't have been. Marcus Freeman has done a really good job this year navigating Notre Dame through a season where the schedule has been soft, but they did recover well from the biggest loss of the year. Biggest loss in several years. Northern Illinois has no business beating Notre Dame in South Bend. And that could have ruined their season. It didn't. You give them credit for that. I give them credit for keeping things on course in South Bend. Tough place to do that if you're the head football coach at Notre Dame. Tough job. Great job. Tough job. If I were Marcus Freeman, I would turn down every NFL inquiry, if there are any, after the season, whether it's the Chicago Bears, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Jacksonville Jaguars, whoever the case is, whoever the team may be, the Dallas Cowboys, don't care. If you are Marcus Freeman, 38 years old, and you are coming into your own, developing your own identity, reputation, legacy, if you will, because Notre Dame is a legacy job, then you continue down that path. You make history, not news. You stay at a place that has been very good to you through some shaky times. Tough start. Don't lose to Marshall. You don't lose to NIU. You don't do these things at home. He overcame that. He's becoming a pretty good head coach. He's prepared. He's focused. He's definitely telegenic, and he's motivational, and he's charismatic. All the things that would make you want to hire him, keep him in South Bend. I would not want to pursue this if I'm the Bears. I want better, more experience than that. And I would not want to pursue this path if I'm Marcus Freeman and his representation may get a raise out of the deal, but I wouldn't want to do that.
I agree with everything you just said, but if Marcus Freeman can get a bump and an extension out of this, then good for Marcus Freeman and his family. Now, David, every single thing you said, I agree with 100%. Now, I do believe, we talked about it yesterday a little bit, I think the Bears need a leader of men. I think he can lead young men. I think he can lead men. I think he relates. I think we're seeing that more and more in sports where the professional athlete, the college athlete, is more likely to respond to guys that have done what they are hoping to do. So that would be, I mean, he checks a lot of boxes. He checks a ton of boxes. But again, first thing, who's your offensive coordinator? Right? Like who is your guy? But no, I don't want him, a guy that lost to Northern Illinois at home, I don't want him anywhere near my Bears. But if he gets paid extra for it, congratulations.
Yeah. This is one of the sillier questions we've ever contemplated. This guy barely belongs at Notre Dame. Barely belongs at Notre Dame. This guy had better beat Army. You better figure out a way to close this out, because to lost Notre Dame, if they lose to Northern Illinois and Army, isn't getting anywhere near the final 12 teams, the 12-team playoff. And even if you beat Army, you better make sure you handle USC, because to lost Notre Dame, if they lose to Northern Illinois and USC, they're not getting anywhere near the playoff. And if they get in the playoff, even if they're one loss Notre Dame, if they get in the playoff, how are they going to beat Alabama? How are they going to win at Tennessee or whatever the various games have been? I am not on board with believing that Marcus Freeman is a legitimate candidate for an NFL job, let alone a Bears job where you got to work with the quarterback and figure out a way to bring him along. I mean, this this question is one of the odder ones we've ever contemplated. The guy is lucky if the Northern Illinois game doesn't follow him after this season.
Is it odd?
Three loss a year, Marcus Freeman, belong at Notre Dame, let alone in the National Football
League. The head coach at one of the more famous college football programs in America is on a list from an NFL Network respected journalist, and you're operating in a market in a city that has a potential head coach opening, and you don't see that as a source of speculation.
This is not a chance. No speculation. No, none wanted. None welcome. This is a really absurd idea.
And this Notre Dame lost season that you speak of is closer to competing for a national championship than it is of getting off the rails.
List their best wins to me, will ya? Not that I care.
You know that doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter.
You know it doesn't matter.
But it matters if I'm hiring a guy to take over a program.
But
he's a three-loss coach. He's lost three games a year, and now he's finally got a really easy schedule. It matters, David.
Okay, but the point being, if he finishes this job, he will be on some people's short list. That's just the way it works.
If he wins the national championship?
And if he gets him in the playoff.
If he gets him in the playoff. They're in the playoff.
No,
all they
not.
Have to do, all they got to do now is not lose to Army and not lose to USC. If they don't get in the playoff, then he's done a terrible job. And he could be on his way out. He could, if they're not in the playoff at this point, he needs to lose that job. Or they're
there
not going to.
There will be people be that agree with you if they miss the playoffs. So, it does not appear that they will miss the playoffs.
Well, let's let it unfold. You didn't think they were going to lose at home to Northern Illinois.
You have seen enough you have seen enough unqualified coaches be interviewed for jobs they didn't necessarily deserve to understand why this will be a thing if they continue to win.
Let me tell you something. He is one of the unqualified coaches that could get a job if they do something. Like I said, I mean, if this all happens, if you get to a point.
Ryan Kelly interviewed for the Tampa job, the Eagles job, the Lions job.
Ryan Kelly is an offensive guy who is considered to be an innovator with offensive football. This is a defensive guy who is
leader of men.
Loses three games.
He's a leader of men.
Well,
he's considered a leader of men.
You consider him that. I don't know.
I'm not telling you what I consider.
I got brothers who are Notre Dame alums.
The reputation for Marcus Freeman is that the charisma and the leadership are his strengths. The offensive stuff, okay.
The reputation is one loss. You're one loss away from losing that gig. Two losses this year for Notre Dame, you lose that job. Honestly. If they lose to Army, and I'm not saying they're gonna, I'm just saying if they did 18 Army, they're in trouble. If they lose at USC at the end of the year, that would not go over at all.
I hear you.
Anyway.
But as we sit here this morning, they have one loss.
I wouldn't want them anywhere near the Bears.
They're the sixth ranked team in the country.
I wouldn't want them even in the same zip code.
Asked and answered.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio.